Radhashtami, and but birthday of Srimati Radhakant. This day, the function is observed by fasting up to 12 noon, and then offer a prasadam to the deity, and generally in the evening we should hold meeting discussing the Radha Krishna pastimes, especially the glories of Radharani amongst the gopis, her super excellence. That is the way of observing. Radharani fasting is up to 12 noon, and after that you can take prasadam feasting. The next important day is on the 12th September. 12th September 1970, the advent day of Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu. On that day, there are three functions. First of all, Ekadashi, a special Ekadashi called Parsoika Ekadashi. Then, on that day, actually the Ekadashi, according to calendar, Ekadashi was to observe on the 11th September, but because the next day is Baman Dadashi. Baman Dadashi means the advent of Lord Baman Day. Therefore, we surpass Ekadashi fasting and we observe two fasting in one day, Ekadashi and Baman Day, Baman Dadashi. The same process as we observe Ekadashi. And the evening there should be a meeting discussing on the life and works of Srila Jiva Goswami. He is one of the very important acharyas in our sampradaya. So especially his sandarbha should be discussed. If there is no such book, then the following discussion may be take place. Srila Jiva Goswami was a brahmachari. He left his home at the age of 10 to 12 years. His father and two elder uncles, they left home. His father was Ballabh, and his elder uncles, Sanatan and Rupa, or Sakar Mallik and Gobi Khas. So, they are all government servants, but after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they decided to retire from the service, and three of them retired. Out of that, Sanatana Goswami was a very important officer. The Nawab did not like his retirement, so he interned him, not allowed him to go out of home. But Rupa Goswami and his younger brother, Barla, they left home. And they left instruction also to Sanatana Goswami that there is some money for his release, he could utilize that money. So Rupa Goswami and Ballabh left home prior to Sanatana Goswami's leaving home. So Rupa Goswami and Ballabh met Lord Chaitanya at Prayag. These things are mentioned in our teachings of Lord Chaitanya. You can read teachings to Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami and their meeting with Lord Chaitanya at Allahabad, Prayag. So this boy, Jiva Goswami, when he thought that his father and uncle all left home, why he should remain at home? So he also left. And he first of all went to Banaras, which is called Varanasi. It is a great center for learning Sanskrit. So he finished his education in Sanskrit grammar specifically. He was a great scholar in Sanskrit grammar. According to Vedic system, the students are first of all taught the Sanskrit grammar because it is very difficult subject. Usually one has to study grammar for 12 years. And one, when one is very much conversant with grammatical rules, he can read any literature. That means after studying grammar, the door is open for any other subject matter, just like philosophy, medicine, then military art. There are so many Vedic knowledges. Generally they read literature, the Puranas, the Vedantas, and Sahitya. Sahitya means general literature. So Sri Jiva Goswami became a great scholar in grammar, and then he studied all Vedic literature, and after that he approached his uncle Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan. He became a disciple of his uncle by proper initiation and remained with him. He was assisting his uncle, and after hearing from him, he composed very scholarly books known as Shatsandar. This Shatsandarbhas are recognized as the most scholarly work in the world. There is no comparison of his philosophical approach to the Vaishnava school. Generally, the impersonal Brahma is discussed there, then Krishna is discussed there, Bhagavad is discussed there, love of Krishna is discussed there. In this way, all subject matter very elaborately discussed in Satsandarbha. That is the greatest gift, Sri Jiva Goswami. And one of the Sandarbha theses is Krama Sandarbha, his comments on Srimad Bhagavat. So Jiva Goswami was so big scholar, but sometimes one ordinary scholar, he approached Rupa Goswami that I want to discuss with you about Shastra. Rupa Goswami could understand that this man is not a devotee, he'll simply waste my time. He inquired for me, what is your purpose of discussing with me about shastras? He said that I have discussed shastras with many big scholars, and I have come victorious. So if I come victorious by discussing with you, then I will have very good fame and name. So Rupa Goswami could understand his views or his ambition, that this man is a materialistic man, he wants some name and fame. So he told him, all right, without discussing, if I give you certificate that I am defeated, will that do? So he said, yes, that will do. So he gave him in writing that I had shastra discussion with this man and I found myself very much inferior and defeated. So he was very glad to take the certificate, but when he was going, Jiva Goswami saw, my dear son, what is that paper you are taking? No, your uncle has agreed that he is defeated, so I have got this certificate, I am going. So he said, all right, let me see what he has written. So he gave him and he kept that paper, and then he invited that you have defeated my uncle, but you can discuss with me also. So he agreed. So he was defeated. He was defeated, and the matter was informed to Rupa Goswami that your nephew and your disciple, Rupa Goswami, has defeated that learned scholar. So Rupa Goswami became a little angry, superficially. Why did you bother? You are taking. So some people say that Jiva Goswami was rejected on this ground by Rupa Goswami. But that is not a fact. He was very glad that Jiva Goswami defeated him. But he superficially said, why should you take so much trouble and bother? He might have gone with that certificate. But it is the duty of the disciple that even the spiritual master or senior acharya, they agree to be defeated. It is the duty of the disciple to see that his spiritual master and superior is not defeated. That is the instruction we get from Jiva Goswami's behavior. This is one of the important, and later on Jiva Goswami established the Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan, but he had no sons because he was brahmachari. So some of his grihastha devotee was entrusted in the management of the Radha Damodar temple, and they are still going on by their descendants. Then next important. The next important date is 14th September, which is known as Ananta Chaturdashi. And the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur and appearance day of September 13 is the appearance day of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and 14th September is Ananta Chaturdashi and disappearance day of Haridas Thakur.
And the calendar here has 14th of September, Advent of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 13th of December, worship of Sri Mbamadev, 15th of September, Viswarupa Festival.
Yes, 15th September, Visharupa.
14th of December, September.
Not 15th September.
Yeah, Viswarupa, but 14th of September, Advent of Srila Bhaktivinoda.
No, that should be 13. Yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur 13 and 14, Ananta Chaturdashi and Haridas Thakur. So, this 14th September should be observed fasting whole day.
14th is the advent of the demise of Haridas Thakur.
Yes.
Death, I mean the disappearance.
Yes, not for demise of Haridas Thakur, but because that is Ananta Chaturdashi Vrata, generally the fasting is observed till evening, up to 5 o'clock. The next day, Visharu Mahasav, feasting.
On the 13th of September, Srila Bhaktivinoda's appearance, is there any special observance?
No. Special observance means to discuss about the life and works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then 26 September, Ekadashi. Then 10th October, Vijaya Dashami, appearance date of Srila Madhvacharya and the victory day of Lord Ramchandra. So there is no fasting, but in the evening we should celebrate some feasting and discuss about the life and works of Sri Madhvacharya, as well as Ramayana incidents where Ram and Ravana fought. The next day is Ekadashi, that is means 11th October. Then 12th October is Raghunath Das Goswami. There is no fasting, but he said discussion of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami happened to be the only boy of his father and his uncle. He was a very rich man's son, but he left home for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His life should be discussed as follows, that from the very beginning he was very much detached to worldly life, so his father and mother saw that this boy is very much detached. He should be immediately married with a beautiful wife. So that was done. He was given a very nice house and beautiful wife, but still he was very much detached. So when he was a householder, he met Nityananda at Panihati, and he prayed Lord Chaitanya to take him with him. At that time Chaitanya was sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya instructed him that don't be in hurry. Gradually, Krishna will give you chance to be aloof from these worldly affairs. He was very intelligent, even though he was detached from worldly affairs, but from his activities, it appears that he was very intelligent in worldly affairs. While somehow or other, some political reasons, his father and uncle caused to be arrested by the minister of the then Muslim government, and his father and uncle hided themselves to avoid the arrest. Then the agent of the Nawab, he arrested Raghunath Das Bose. "Now tell where is your father and uncle, otherwise you shall be tortured." So he did not answer anything, but after some time, when he was in arrest, he very politely presented his case to the minister. "My dear sir, I know my uncle, father and yourself, you are very intimate friends and treat each other as brothers. So sometimes there is some quarrel between brothers, that I can understand. But so far I am concerned, I am equally affectionate to my father, uncle, as well as to yourself. I am also your son." In this way, when he very politely presented, the minister became very much affected, and he began to cry, "Yes, this boy is very nice." So immediately he released him and told him that, "Yes, we are brothers. Now, if you settle up our disagreement, that will be very nice." So he was released, and he made a settlement between the minister and his father and uncle. So in that settlement he sold his worldly intelligence very nicely. He was not a less politician. His management was so nice. So that means Vaishnava is not less intelligent. He can manage anything. But that does not mean that he is attached to anything. This example we get from Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Even in his household life, he managed things very intelligently. But later on, he left home. He was guarded by the watchman of his father and uncle. But he, somehow or other, got out of their watch and ward, and he directly went to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him coming to his center, he very much welcomed him, and he said, "Raghunath, you have been saved by Krishna from the hole of stool. Your father and uncle happen to be friends of my grandfather." Lord Chaitanya's grandfather was Nilambar Chakrabarti, and he was a very well-known, learned Brahmin. So all the big men were known to him. So this father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami used to call him as elder brother. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this opportunity that your father and uncle is in brotherly relation with my grandfather. Therefore, your father and uncle happens to be my grandfather. Generally, the grandfather and the grandson, they treat themselves joking. So I can joke your father and uncle, you do not be sorry. So Raghunath Das Goswami did not reply anything. He was very submissive. So in that connection, he said that your father and uncle is a worm of the stool. They are very much fond of material enjoyment. And Krishna has saved you from that hole of stool. So in this way, he criticized his father and uncle. Raghunath Das Goswami did not reply. Then he entrusted him to his secretary, Swarup Damodar, for his teaching. And in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami was known as Swarup Raghunath. So his father became very sorry that the boy has left home and he has gone to Chaitanya. They are mendicants, very hard life. How this boy will leave? So immediately he sent some servants and 400 rupees. 400 rupees in those days are 100 times valuable than at the present moment. So he was sending 400 rupees regularly per month. Raghunath Das Goswami was accepting them, but he was spending the money by prasad distribution to the saintly persons of Jagannath Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also invited, and he also used to go. But after some time, he stopped that invitation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "So why Raghunath does not nowadays invite us? What is the matter?" So Swarup Damodar informed him that he is no more accepting the rupees sent by his father. "Oh, he has left it?" "Yes, sir." "It's very nice. Then how is he living?" "Now he stands on the staircase of Jagannath temple at night, and when the pujaris go away, they give some foodstuff and eat there." "Oh, that's nice." So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see how Raghunath. This means Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had good attention on Raghunath's activities, although he was entrusted to his secretary for teaching. So one day he went to that staircase. He did not find Raghunath Das there. So he inquired, "I did not find Raghunath Das there." So his secretary informed, "So he has left that also, practice." "Why? Then how he is eating?" "No, he does not go anywhere, ask anybody, but he stands on the outside of the kitchen of Jagannath, and whatever rice is thrown from the outlet of that kitchen, while the kitchen is washed, he collects some rice and eats those rice." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very much glad to hear that Raghunath Das Goswami is practicing so much renunciation. So all of a sudden one day he went to his room and "Raghunath, I did not see you for so many days." Then he found out in a pot those collected rice were kept, and immediately he took it. "Oh, you have got very nice rice here," and began to eat. Raghunath Das Goswami immediately caught his hand and said, "It is not fit for your eating." "Oh, I am eating so nice. You say it is not fit for me?" That means Lord Chaitanya encouraged him that don't be discouraged, that this is bad. or this is not fit. I can eat, anyone can eat. In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami was elevated to a very exalted position amongst the Goswamis. He is known as Das Goswami because he belongs to the caste family, and other Goswamis, they belong to Brahmin family. Therefore, in order to keep his position as subordinate to the Brahmins, he was known as Das Goswami. But it does not make any difference whether a Brahmin is a Goswami or a non-Brahmin is a Goswami. He is equally respected. This Raghunath Das Goswami, later on, after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, he went to Vrindavan to associate with the other Goswamis, and he remained mostly at Radhakunda. And he passed his days at Radhakunda. His tomb is there, he stayed in Radhakunda. And he has got established a temple, that is Raghunath Das Goswami's temple. All the Goswamis established some temple separately. That temple is also there. Some of the instructions that such exalted personalities used to keep regular routine was. Another thing that is also very difficult, at Radhakunda, Raghunath Das Goswami did not eat every day. He would eat every alternate day, or maybe after 2 days, he would take a little butter, say about 10 grains or 20 grains, and that was his foodstuff, and the whole day and night he'd engage himself in chanting, in writing books. He did not write many books, but some of his prayers are very famous. Some prayers, mostly he was engaged in chanting and offering obeisances, circumambulating Raghunath Das Goswami. Life is so glorious. This should be discussed on that day.
Thank you, Father.